Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When we're both done, he told me a couple years ago he was going to be done, but he keeps coming back. He's a hell of a coach, but no, it's how many ways they can get eight guys in the box and still play coverage is kind of a staple of a Jim Schwartz defense.
Does the experience help you?
What?
Does the experience with him help you at all?
I mean, that's all I got at this point. I'm 21 years in.
Are you seeing that type of defense with Cleveland when you're watching
the team? What type?
With eight in the box and they're just trying to be physical there a little bit.
Well, it's an eight-man presentation, but they play too high out of it. That's the thing. And in years past, they played not too high differently. They have a lot of different defenses from the same looks. It's a defense that works really well together on the back end as far as disguises. But, yeah, they were doing that differently, you know, 11, 12, 13 years ago. But just like how you stick in this league, you got to evolve, and coach has evolved.
I'm going to stop this for a second. He's very pedantic in some of these situations where he forces reporters to ask, in his opinion, better questions, which I'm okay with. The thing that I will say, again, for this is week six, and they had a bye week, so the fifth time, he is just so much better at this than Russ. Russ would give these banal, empty, husk opinions.
Oh, you know Jim Schwartz. He is a defensive coordinator whose side of the ball
and
is defense.
It's a little inside football with all the football jargon in there, but he's actually saying things. I think there might even be in another situation, like if Aaron Rodgers was playing for Bill Belichick, for example.
He'd be like, you're saying too much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's telling you they're going to show you eight and then drop four, or drop two high instead of single high. The one question I would have liked to follow up on, and quite honestly, I think it would have gotten a very snitty answer from him. I said
snitty answer. Ooh.
Snitty, snooty, snotty. If he got asked that first question about like
tight end
usage, I would have wanted somebody to say, you've said that this is the best tight end room you've ever been around. Why are the numbers so bad?
I thought that's where the question was going.
So did I. I was like, here we go. We're going to get something meaty
I thought it was
bat.
Guns a-blazing right from the start. Hey, I know you're 3-1. You promised this big
Your tight ends
end
have
offense.
A total of 156 yards
right.
receiving on the year.
Friar
What's
Muth
going
and
on?
Jonnu Smith were picking splinters out of their ass in Dublin. They weren't catching balls from you, man.
You're looking at the energy you've seen in this locker room and practice this week and trying to maybe continue the momentum that you guys had in 45.
Well, there's no momentum carried over. It's just you're practicing like a good team or not. Good teams practice a certain way, a certain tempo, a certain focus. And, you know, I felt that from the first day I got here from minicamp.
You two back-to-back divisional matchups. What have you heard about just the AFC North rivalries in this league?
I was asking PQ about it the other day because he's been on both sides, you know, with Baltimore and now with us. You know, in my own time in the North and the NFC, you know, I think there was always a great rivalry with Chicago. Minnesota, the states kind of don't like each other, so there was more bad blood between the fans. And Detroit, there wasn't the same type of energy. We wanted to beat them, but there wasn't like the hatred that Wisconsin people have for Minnesota, or just the old school, you know, 100-year rivalry with Big Chicago and Little Green Bay. It seems like with this, that kind of the rivalry is with the Browns, and the hatred goes, you know, both ways between Steelers, Bengals, and Steelers, Ravens.
Stop it for a second.
I don't agree with that.
I don't. The rivalry is with the Ravens.
Correct.
The respect also is with the Ravens because both teams are often good.
The hatred is with the Browns.
Well, pure hatred for a while was with the Bengals because of Burfict and
good
stuff.
Point.
And the big brother, little brother, that was like right. the Lions thing
yeah.
was the Browns.
Yeah, maybe hatred's the wrong word. Like, we mock them and look down
yes,
on them.
And also...
Which is the same thing. It's honestly a facsimile of the Packers-Bears rivalry, in
yeah.
air quotes.
Hammer and nail.
Packers look down on the Bears. Rodgers was something like 24-5 against them.
Sure.
The Browns haven't won a regular season game here since 03. Yeah, I mean,
also two other things from that. He gave very pedantic answers on like what I would call like pretty solid football questions, or was pedantic saying get to your point. And
yeah.
I think all the questions other than the tight end one were pretty solid questions.
Yeah,
that was kind of a human interest question, and he just waxed poetic.
Well, Brooks on this weird kick. It's 2 days in a row now. It was momentum question to Tomlin on Tuesday. She's coming back for more momentum talk with Rodgers.
And he did hammer that with momentum isn't real.
I mean, her story got blown up here by the two people she wanted quoted in it. Unless her story's going to be, hey, there's no such thing as momentum coming out of a bye. I guess that's what she's going
to
write about.
Whether
now.
That's what she wanted to write or not, that's what she's going to write. Also, the AFC North is the true North. Do you know why? Two of those NFC North teams play in domes. I can't respect it.
I know there's about to be Cleveland in a dome.
I know that's still 2-1. We're playing as God intended here.
You know what, though? I got to confess something, and Donnie
knows
this, too.
I know that U.S. Bank, you
guys
said,
how great
was
that Minnesota dome? They're dropping the fake snow in there. You got CeeLo Green played at halftime.
No, it was Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Who gets Flo Rida and CeeLo Green mixed up?
I have now seen Flo Rida at two different Steelers road games. He was in Vegas last year. And I use the halftime break, as many do, to like go to the
Take
bathroom,
leak, yeah.
maybe grab another beer. I come back.
And it's, hey, and I heard you were a wild.
Well, no, he was already done. My
Apple
buddy.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the furs.
Oh, my God.
He was already done, and one of my buddies stayed back, and I just said, hey, how was Flo Rida? Terrible.
Yeah, I heard he sucks.
You've seen him once, you've seen him a million times.
Well, yeah, how many songs does he have? He has Apple, he has Low.
He does have a good bit of hits.
Really?
I saw at the NBA Finals when I was there, when it was Warriors and Cavs, it was Lil Jon at halftime. That got the place
okay.
rocking. Yeah, that's pretty much what he did for 12 minutes.
You know, the only halftime entertainment, and I think she took a spill and got hurt. Red Panda is all I need.
Yeah,
Give
but you
Red
can't
Panda
do Red Panda at a football game.
No, I know, because it's
have,
grass.
You need to have dogs catching frisbees.
Yeah, people love the dogs.
Again, I would take that any day. Set it to Flo Rida.
Amanda was
want.
At a Steelers game where Taylor Swift played at halftime.
When she was
Man,
like,
that
before she was famous.
She yeah, said
that
she still had curly
like
hair and was like a teenager.
2005 or something.
Right.
You know what?
It was one of her first big gigs.
That would be actually cool to say. I was there genuinely before somebody got like famous.
Yeah.
Like if you were at the first show Nirvana played or something
like
that.
You know what? That's a great
that
point.
Kind of deal.
You know that nerd Darren Ravel would love to tweet out like,
Here's a
mint condition ticket stub from the Taylor Swift halftime
Can
Steelers game.
Can you believe
game.
What this one's going to go for on the open market?
Why do I hate that guy? He's never done anything to me, but he just comes off as so swarmy. And such a know-it-all about like everything to do with the economics of sports.
He's very arrogant about a lot of things and like arrogant about like what a good athlete is. And then that video of him trying to run a 20-yard dash came out and he looked like a guy like he looked like he had peg legs.
Like he's going to, I swear to God, like there's going to be a tweet from him in the next 30 years. Used Mickey Mantle condom was found and it went up for auction.
It's going to beat the one that we found from the Splendid Splinter himself.
I mean, he's just insufferable.
He showed up at Penn State when I was a senior there, and he had already carved out
a Donnie,
little...
have you heard this story from Malsey? This is one of his favorites.
He showed... Well, only with what's come out about him and how unathletic he is later. He shows up at Penn State when I'm a senior, so 06, and he had already carved out a little niche at ESPN for doing some of this sports business stuff. And he does, like, his big talk, and then there was a Q&A, and so me and a couple other people go up to him, and we're recording stuff for the student radio station, and at that point, I'm a little, like, nervous, because I'm not... You know, the guy's on ESPN. He's pretty famous. And one of his big, I said, what's a big piece of advice you'd give to anybody in our shoes? Like, easy question.
Yeah, great question.
He goes, look like the athletes you're trying to cover. Stay in shape. They'll respect you more. And then you see this putz running around like he's never actually run before. I haven't respected the guy in a very long time. I think any dunking on him is wholly appropriate.
Here's more Aaron Rodgers.
Connor Hayward push play against the Vikings. He like having that back judge view of it and all good and taking the snaps on those short yardage opportunities.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I don't care. I was watching him a few times. I had to give him a little coaching point on taking the snap. He took coaching well, and he did a nice job.
So you say there's no hatred with crowds?
Not according to PQ, but he's the one guy I've really talked to about it.
And why is the short passing game so effective, and did you expect you guys would use it so much so far this season?
Well, teams are playing cover two. So if you're playing cover two, there's not going to be a ton of big shots down the field. Until we get them in one high, you know, it's going to be precision passing and short of the sixth.
How much more aware are you when you play a guy like Garrett? And what could a quarterback do to help out his offensive line?
Get the ball out, for sure. But, you know, Miles is a Hall of Famer. He might not be in yet, but that's where he's going. He's one of the few players in the league that, over my 21 years, that you game plan for. And you watch the film, every team has a plan. There's been a few guys over the years, not many, but there's been a few guys over the years like that. Now, we have one as well. When we played the Steelers last year, our plan was to get four hands on TJ Watt every single play. And not
stop
let him dominate the game.
I was wondering before he said that.
If he was
going
to give Watt the same
like,
love.
Man, is...
He's got to. He knows that. He has to. He knows where his bread's
okay,
buttered.
Do you believe it? Do you think that
of
there...
Of course I do.
Okay. I'm just making sure. God, what if he hadn't said... What if he had said there was a guy here that,
I also
that was like
think,
that, number 51, Nick Herbig?
I also think there's a shift in tone from him. His new take on why there's not deeper throws is because of the way defenses are playing them, and it's not on the offensive line anymore. I feel like
the
last couple of times...
because they're coming out of their best game where they actually were run-blocking well, and other than the very first play of the game, there were a few instances where
he really
got ragdolled.
Yeah, he's basically saying, hey, if you come down and stop the run, we're going to throw the ball over your head, and if you're not going to respect our run game, we're going to keep running until you stop it.
I had another response to hearing him explain it that way. When a guy of that tenure does it, and he's also hit those shots in stride like that, it's a little more reassuring, I guess, when that guy is saying it and saying it's going to be precision passing because you actually have a belief that he'll hit those passes. Yeah.
His brother was the same way when we played JJ. Interior guys, you know, it's sometimes a little harder, like the Aaron Donalds of the world and JJ. But Miles is a special talent, has been since his first year in the league, and he's a game wrecker.
You guys used to have been on Joe's question before about precision short passing game. Would you like to hit a few more big plays, or when you're hunting for them, how do you walk that line between not forcing it and taking what the defense is giving?
Well, if you're playing cover two, there's not going to be a lot of shots open down the boundaries, so we're just trying to be efficient.
Guys, two more.
You guys used an extra lineman a fair amount the last game. Where did you see some of the benefits in terms of bringing in Spencer?
That's a question for our coordinator. But I love Spence in the huddle. Would love to throw him a touchdown pass. He's got pretty good hands.
Aaron, it looked like you switched helmets after the bye. What model did you go to? How's that switch going?
No, I'm just trying out different things, but I'll probably go back to my original.
The Spencer Anderson answer is weird.
Ask
like, DeFabo's just like, hey,
why
basically
has this
a
been
very
good?
Easy...
What's been helpful about
this jumbo
this?
Package work? Tell us why. And he's like, go ask Arthur Smith about it.
That was
That's
a very,
very
weird answer.
Odd.
It doesn't fit with literally anything else he said.
No.
Tony. It almost did it not sound annoyed borderline that they're doing it?
I'm
Buddy,
confused
you ran,
by that.
But you ran the ball well and you really didn't get hit and you got to play like a nice crisp game.
It's a good
of that.
Question. It's a layup for a quarterback to answer.
Yeah, I actually think DeFabo asks it very real.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reasonable.
Count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the AFC North showdown between the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Second game we'll get Sunday as part of the doubleheader is Kevin Harlan on the call of the Packers and Bengals. A massive spread there with Joe Flacco going to come off the Browns couch and start for the Bengals. Our next guest, Aditi Kinkabwala, will be in the Big Easy. Drake May and the resurgent Patriots taking on Spencer Rattler, fresh off his first NFL win. Saints and Pats. Aditi, all access time. NFL on CBS brought to you by Tapped Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. Aditi, we had Mike Florio on last hour, and he said his spidey sense is Bailey Zappe will get promoted to the Browns active roster, and it will be Zappe, not Sanders, who is one snap away Sunday against the Steelers. What do you make of that?
I would tell you that that is exactly what my spidey sense says as well.
Why?
It's about readiness. If you go, so it's about readiness, mm-hmm. and it's also about the development of a young player. And you've heard Kevin Stefanski say that again. This is, guys, it is so hard to say anything about Shedeur Sanders. You say the most positive, wonderful things about him, and it still somehow gets twisted or warped in some way. Mm-hmm. The Browns obviously believe in him. They would not have drafted him if they did not believe in him. He is obviously progressing. He is obviously growing. He is not quite yet ready to be a starter in the National Football League. And when you listen to Kevin Stefanski earlier today talk about the development of young players being paramount, part of that is that you don't want to stunt the growth and the development and the confidence of a player by putting them in a position that they are not quite yet ready for. And I can tell you this, I was on the sideline for the preseason game where Shedeur Sanders played against the Carolina Panthers, and he was insanely hard on himself. And that was a game in which he was absolutely set up to succeed. Mm-hmm. Not much was asked of him at all. He did indeed play quite well. You saw then a few weeks later when he was in, I believe they were in Philadelphia. It's all running together now because we're so many weeks into the season.
He missed the Philadelphia game. He came back and played the last game.
Okay, it was
the
week afterwards. Yeah. Correct. Thank you. The Rams game where more was asked of him and it didn't quite go as well. So the Browns are being very careful not to put more on his plate than he can master at a time. That is not a knock on Shedeur Sanders. That is not Kevin Stefanski holding Shedeur Sanders down. That is not the team not wanting him to succeed. On what planet would you draft a kid, a young man, to not have him succeed? You're obviously so invested in his future and who he is. So again, it comes to readiness. It comes to safety. It comes to making sure that the long-term goal, the long-term plan, is still in place. Now, look, Jimmy Haslam made very clear, Browns owner Jimmy Haslam made very clear during the preseason or during training camp that at some point he would like to see both of these young quarterbacks. So should the Browns be completely out of the playoff picture at some point this season, then it would not be far-fetched to see Shedeur Sanders. Or if Shedeur Sanders' growth and development suddenly skyrockets in the next few weeks, it's not out of the realm of possibility. But just like Mike Florio is saying, don't be surprised if Bailey Zappe is the number two quarterback this week.
Aditi, to move to a quarterback who no longer plays for the Browns, why were they willing to deal Joe Flacco in division to the Bengals?
You know what? The Browns, not just the Browns, a lot of teams feel that that fifth-round pick is very valuable, especially when it comes to trading for a veteran player. I believe Amari Cooper they got for a fifth-round pick. Maybe Za'Darius Smith they got for a fifth-round pick.
They also had to give up a sixth.
Sure, but the fifth is more valuable than the sixth. And I mean, clearly they're saying that they're not afraid of Joe Flacco. I agree with you. Like, Joe Flacco to me is obviously an improvement on Jake Browning. Yep. Joe Flacco, if that line doesn't get him killed, and I shouldn't say it that way, but if that line can somehow do its job and keep him upright, Joe Flacco has a way, way, way better chance of getting the ball to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Guarantee you Mike Tomlin is much more afraid of seeing the Bengals on a short week with Flacco than with Jake Browning.
I agree with Chris on that.
Of course.
Yep.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely 100%. So that piece of it, I agree. I don't know why, even if you yourself as a team, meaning the Browns, are not necessarily afraid of playing the Bengals with Joe Flacco, you've now made the Bengals better. So why are you making any team in the division better?
And I thought they valued Flacco's like veteran. Maybe he's not going to mentor him per se.
But he's like a good guy in the room and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't get enough credit for that.
That's
what
I mean. Apparently the team didn't give enough credit for that either.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know about that.
You don't think he could help Dylan Gabriel with that kind of stuff, being a pro?
Oh, 100%.
That's what I mean.
He does. 100% he does.
You can't put a price on that. They did for a fifth-round pick.
You know what? Every single team values, and this is the kind, it's so funny because I was just on the radio with our old friend Ramon Foster yesterday, and we've talked about this so much.
No, he's banned on our airwaves.
Every team, why?
Not by us.
Not by us.
Other
it's one. It's just the larger forces at work, Aditi.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay, well, that's a conversation I need to...
Yeah, you should ask him off the air and say, why are you banned on the fan?
You absolutely
should.
But
if you're the ones that are banning him,
no,
then
we're not.
We're not.
We want
this show would love to be able to put him
on. We're pro Ramon Foster.
Oh, my... Pro
73. Well, not to go too far afield, but Ramon and I have talked so much. I only bring him up because I was on the radio yesterday. There are some organizations that care so much about the ecosystem of a locker room and about those older veteran guys who maybe have lost a little bit of speed on their fastball but are still so savvy and maybe glue guys and maybe teach young guys how to be professionals. And then there are other organizations that don't really worry as much about the ecosystem of the locker room and are more about amassing talent. And so...
Well, the Browns are definitely the latter of those two. They are an analytics-driven franchise,
if I've
ever seen one.
Oh, Paul D. Podesta's using that supercomputer like you can't believe.
They are, Aditi. I mean, that's how they run.
I'm just...
Aditi, by the way, I cannot do this interview with you based on what you just said about, like... who you were just talking to, and not bring up the fact that you watched one of the all-time meltdowns in NFL history in person on Sunday. Malzi, she watched our Cardinals go up in flames and kill our survivor pools.
Aditi,
I cannot believe that. And then watch the coach get fined $100,000 for being a coach.
Yeah, Aditi, I need you to know this before you answer. Pony had said to me, because I was in a survivor pool where I had one entry left, and it was starting to get down to like, all right.
Nitty-gritty time.
There's some people dropping like flies. He goes, Malzi, easy solution for you if you don't know who to pick. Pick whoever's playing the Titans this week.
That was my formula.
You should have called me.
Aditi, that game looked like it was over in a walk.
Yeah, what are you going to say? The guy was going to fumble the ball at the goal line? You weren't going to say that.
Two of the most brain dead plays I've ever seen.
Craziest play that I have ever seen in my entire... No, not the Amari Dimmer.
The fumble play. It was the reverse holy roller.
Guys, that's the second time I saw that. I was in Denver last year when Jonathan Taylor did it.
Oh, my God.
Hasn't DeMercado done it twice in his career?
Adi Mitchell did it last week.
I'm saying the craziest play was the Cam Ward interception that got
the fumble.
Tyler Lockett fell on in the end zone.
Yeah, that's the reverse holy roller from the Raiders.
Unbelievable.
That,
Aditi, how do you come back from that as a franchise?
My skin was crawling watching that happen, realizing I was going to lose
Arizona
that game.
Arizona might as well pack it in. Okay, what a terrible loss.
But what I will tell you is that, and I actually gave a report, not to do, this is, of course, is going to be congratulations on all your success, one of those. This is not meant as a pat myself on the back, but I actually gave a report in that game about the Titans bench and how there were no hung heads. There was nobody that looked resigned or defeated, even when they were down 21-6, I think it was. I don't know if I gave that report at 21-6 or 21-12, but I essentially was telling the booth, don't give up on them just yet. A small part, because I've seen Arizona collapse as well. I had them against the Panthers where they almost gave away the game. Yep. But really, the Titans legitimately were fighting. The way Jeffrey Simmons, who might be playing defensive tackle better than anybody in the league right now, the way he was going up and down that bench talking to his team, the way Cam Ward, a rookie, was after every single drive engaging with his wide receivers, Calvin Ridley, who just was losing his mind with energy, that was not a team that had given up on its head coach or that had given up on its chances. It very much reminded me of the Lions in 2022 when they just needed to get one win. They just were constantly in these close games and losing these awful
and tying games against the Steelers because Ben was sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was also a game that I was at that was completely ridiculous. I remember standing next to Tim Boyle at some point and saying, does anybody want to win this game?
I did not think we'd get a Tim Boyle reference today.
Well, Aditi, you never know what you're getting.
And congratulations on all your success and enjoy New Orleans where I got married. Goodbye, Aditi.
Where you got married. Bye, guys.
We weren't friends then, so you were not invited. Donnie wasn't invited. I didn't know Donnie back then. Donnie, where were you in 2017?
College.
Were you drinking?
Probably.
Nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
.93.7 The Fan wants to come watch your kids play some football. Our youth football showcase, special visits from the horribly dressed Austin Bechtold and others. Papiani called his style, quote, sloppy today. Do you want him and some of us at your games? Probably. Youth sports at 93.7thefan.com gets it done. Your group's main contact info and potential dates would help. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread Company, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Speaking of Saloni's, it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day from the Ultimate Football Guy. Brought to you by Saloni's. Over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The Debrief, October 8, 2025.
As an aside, by the way, if Austin Bechtold played for the under 12 Aliquippa football team,
Are 12-year-olds allowed to play?
Yes, 12 and under.
Okay.
Would he necessarily be the best player on the field?
No.
No.
No, I think 12. I think if
do
it's,
you think he would be the best player on the
no,
field?
I don't. No, I don't.
Because I think if well, hold on. If it's 10 and under, I think he's still got enough of a physical advantage. There's probably an early blooming kid, right, Don?
I mean, there's always something in the water at Aliquippa.
Well, there's
too.
Also a kid who probably just hit puberty at 12 and is like big and strong and fast and figuring it out for his age, and probably also has been playing tackle football since age 6 and has like the I'm going to light you up instinct. No offense to Austin. I think he's more of a lover than a hitter.
So if you found out Aliquippa was going to play a game against like the Thomas Jefferson Youth Football Organization, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And Aliquippa's starting running back was replaced with Austin Bechtold. Would you feel better or worse about their chances in that game?
Worse.
I think I'd feel worse.
Yeah. What I figured if, you guys would say that.
Now, what if Aliquippa's starting running back was replaced by Callis, which is an interesting conversation. Callis is
He'd
running,
be like Mike Allstott.
Well, right. He's running through kids and probably causing like serious health damage. But but how many
is he built for the long haul?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a marathon and a sprint. Is he gonna be calling for a tap out in the fourth quarter?
Do they have oxygen tanks at youth football games?
Can you imagine they get Callis?
Usually no, it's usually just water bottles.
Can you imagine there's a video camera there, they get Callis like they used to get Bettis sucking oxygen after a long run? No offense to Bechtold. This is
totally offense to Bechtold. You don't think he'd be the best player in a football game against kids?
I don't. Because I think there's probably a 12-year-old out there who looks like he could play not borderline high school, but like looks like he could probably play on a freshman team and not be physically completely.
Well,
not,
you also did pick like the historically
successful school. Donnie's been
I mean,
on
judging
this for
by
a while.
What we've heard about Baldwin's football program now, Austin might actually be their best player if he went back there.
He'd probably start on their high school team.
But Donnie has always said, just because we're adults and older doesn't mean if you drop us into a game among kids and teenagers where we do
my
well.
My knee's going to explode.
Donnie
if I'm
thinks
playing.
That if we faced Chinese Taipei in a baseball game, if we took on their Pony League World Series team, they'd dust us.
We would get
They murder yes. us. They 10 get, run rule
and
us.
And you got mad at me when I said that the Little League World Series champion team would do the same thing to us. You got all pissed off.
Well, because I said we'd have Mackey, and at that short mound to plate distance, he'd be Randy Johnson against those kids.
I mean, some of those kids do look like Randy Johnson. Some of those 12-year-olds are throwing like 80.
Well, that's because some of those 12-year-olds aren't really 12, as we found out a few times.
Problem was, that was a U.S. team. That was Danny Almonte. It wasn't a Chinese Taipei kid.
True. What was the Donnie football debrief?
He hasn't even gotten to it yet. You interjected just to throw poor Bechtold under the bus.
It is a relatively juicy one, because this is something that our pal Andrew Lindbergh discovered on a Pittsburgh Facebook page.
Oh, I thought there was a different one you were going to go with here.
And Andy said that he has contacted somebody who said there's something to this.
Okay, I have no idea what this is.
So this came from the Oneberg page on Facebook.
Okay.
That there are conversations happening between the Steelers, Allegheny County, and the state about the future of Acrisure Stadium, which is basically what's going to happen here. They need to get either $800 million in upgrades or discuss a brand new stadium entirely.
And aren't they using the NFL draft coming here as like a major talking point from the team side of this? Hey,
yeah,
the draft's
I guess,
coming here. We can't have this rinky-dink stadium. Look at what Cleveland's about to do. Look what the Bengals just did to Paycor Stadium.
Yeah, what did they do to Paycor
Stadium? The Bengals
stadium?
Had a renovation of nearly $500 million, and we know what the Browns
they
are doing.
They gave it a facelift, and the Browns are going to build like a $2 billion stadium in Brook Park.
All right.
Well, you know what my stance is on this. Pay for it yourself, Art. Find scrounge around the couch cushions.
I don't think Art has that money in hand.
I know
I think
he
he's got a football franchise that's worth a lot of money. I don't think Art's got that kind of money laying around, though. You know, he's not Jeff Bezos, or he's not...
Well, like Stan Kroenke, who owns the Rams, built that stadium privately.
Yes.
Robert Kraft financed that stadium privately.
Is it the Waltons that own the Broncos?
The Waltons own the Broncos. If they want to build a stadium, they can actually look around on the couch cushions for the money. I always give a slight bump in the positive direction to any sports team owner who says, I'm going to use this almost exclusively for my own purposes and rent it out for events, but I'll pay for it. I detest when teams go, you know, we really need you guys to cough up some money so that our stadium, which otherwise you'd have no access to, right?
Yeah.
Like, the public isn't going to get to use as like some great public good. You know, if you don't cough up the money, I don't know what we're going to do here.
The problem here, they're not leaving.
Well, I know that in his case, they're not leaving, and the NFL wouldn't let them.
The problem here is that there's just such a precedent that's been set that their reaction is, well, if the Bills can get this money to build a new stadium, and if the Bengals can get this money to renovate the stadium, then we should too. And
oh,
we
know.
Need to be like the tax base in those places who stepped up for their football team, and we need to do that. Is the feeling on it, I think.
Well, the local politicians who matter here are going
like,
to immediately
what do you,
side with the team like, here because they want to stay on
right.
their good side.
Like, what do you think $800 million in renovations would look like at Acrisure Stadium? Like, rip all the seats out and replace them with new seats?
I mean, $800 million should be everything works better there. Doesn't the Wi-Fi still suck there? Or did they finally fix
it?
No,
they did upgrade that.
So you can actually like use your cell phone to like do
something. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
at least through that first game, because they've only had one true home game. They're not like the Bills.
All right, so I've had...
It did work better.
How would you say the concourses are there versus like other stadiums? Here, do me a favor, both of you, because I don't go to like all the other stadiums. I've been to the Browns Stadium. U.S. Bank, where the Vikings play, you guys said is like a jewel.
It is.
If that is a 10 of 10, what would you rank Acrisure as a football venue?
I'd say a 6.
Are the concourses wide enough at Acrisure?
I think so.
Like, do you have enough space when people are getting beers that you don't feel like it's just this crush of people?
I think so.
I mean, to me, it's you probably freshen up the luxury suites for that kind of money. Exterior gets a facelift.
I mean, the food options upstairs blow. At least they used to.
So
I haven't
better,
been in the upper deck in a little bit.
You know what? I do.
That to me is on the team. Get better concession options.
I don't know. I don't know how they go about this. You know, it's not really my universe. But I have noticed most of the places that I've gone to outside of Pittsburgh for a football game.
Yep.
Just the ability to get out of the stadium
is better.
In a relatively quick manner, has almost always been better.
But that's not, you can't change that because of the topography of where that stadium is. Like Jerry World is in a
wait a minute, are you talking
lot.
About?
No, 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 no.
He means getting out of the actual stadium.
I mean, physically, like walking, because there's always like a point if you go down
to
like the 500 level where it's just like it's stoppage.
I mean,
you
would think that somebody who's good at like architecture and that kind of thing, would be able to design little. Like tweaks you could make for a relatively modest amount.
I'm not putting the responsibility of like traffic outside of the stadium
okay.
on them, but I'm saying like,
I mean, I think about this
easy
general
flow
topic.
Inside.
I think about this general topic with the Pirates all the time because their lease is up in a couple of years and they're going to want money to facelift what is still, I think, a beautiful stadium. But what I do think has some warts, like PNC Park's cozy and intimate, but concourse is not wide enough. Like,
nope.
There's some stuff there that, Pony, you said Citi Field is unbelievable, and most people I know who've been there say the same thing. I think both of these stadiums have little devil in the details, things that could be fixed up. My thing with the Steelers is, though, they're not going to leave. You say the precedent's been set by other teams. Well, if they got it, why don't we?
Exactly.
I would say in the other direction, though, usually the team's leverage to get what they want from the city is, if they need to use it, is we'll leave. We know that the NFL, as craven as that league is, would not let Art Rooney move this team under any circumstances. They're just one of those teams that is viewed differently in that regard.
I want to piggyback off Donnie's debrief here with a bit of breaking Bill Belichick news.
Jordan Hudson is the new head coach at North Carolina.
So this guy, Ollie Connolly, who, if you remember, was like when this story about him going there first came out, he had an unbelievable amount of details on like what they were talking about, what Belichick wanted, how far along they were, all of that stuff.
He was way dug in on it. Like, he had good sources.
Yes. 10 minutes ago, Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with North Carolina's hierarchy. Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or in media.
F him. Go away. Crusty old fart.
Now, his resume is a lot better than Russell Wilson's.
Yeah.
But the way both of their careers here
have nosedived.
Yes.
Oh, Belichick's is a complete farce. I mean, Russ, I think, has tried.
I mean, I don't know. Did you hear the way Richard Sherman talked about Russ a couple weeks ago? Sure made it sound like he thought he was basically...
He is cooked. But I mean...
Well, not just cooked, like got carried by an all-time great defense and wasn't even ever that good of a quarterback. His own teammates who he won Super Bowls with is saying that.
A Super Bowl.
Went to two. Yeah.
Well, he went to two and they should have won two.
Correct. That's why they can't stand him.
But those guys have always resented him because the Legion of Boom was a bunch of like tough dudes who were very just all about like football.
And he's corny.
And he's corny and never fit in, and so they've always resented him. I mean, I think Russ, when he was athletic enough to move around, was lethal. Like, I think Sherman's really good at his job. I think he's given him a short shrift.
So do I.
Belichick is a clown figure now. He does. He looks like a clown. He's being led around the by the nose.
I mean, it looks like he's having conjugal visits
him.
On the sidelines during games.
I know,
doesn't it?
There have already been horror stories before this Ollie Connolly tweet about just how bad things were. There was something a couple days ago about how Michael Lombardi's despised. Everyone hates Steve Belichick. The only Belichick there they like is his other son, who I think like coaches the defensive backs or something.
Yeah.
But that like most of the people on that staff, that it's just a complete farce and a joke, that they're being weird about transfer players. Parents of North Carolina players are saying this is stupid that you won't let Patriot scouts in. It's a disgrace. I thought, Donnie, you were actually going with one other major story. Did you see what the NCAA Division I ruled to allow?
What?
College athletes, if Divisions II and III vote on this and affirm it too, will be allowed to bet on pro sports games legally with no issues or punishment.
It's pro sports. It's not college.
I'm not like dogging this. I'm just telling you that like that to me is a pretty seismic thing if it passes too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.